Cloudy for the most part, in fact, almost everywhere across the region. 78 at Wausau, 79 at La Crosse. It's only 50 at Minot, 58 at Grand Forks, 55 at Bismarck, 66 in clear skies at Alexandria. One of the clearer spots at Alec now, and it's clear at Fargo as well. We're at 63. Otherwise, cloudy, partly cloudy almost everywhere. 57 at Rapid City, 61 at Huron, 68 at Redwood Falls, 76 at Rochester, 60 at Sioux Falls, and 72 at Mason City. Another spot reporting clear skies at this hour is Aberdeen, where it's 62. It's cloudy now in the Twin Cities and 69 degrees. Go on the shopping spree of your life. Buy anything you want up to $7,500. Morel Meats will pay all the bills when you're a winner in Morel Meats Charge It Sweepstakes. Second prize is a charge account at your favorite stores and $2,000 prepaid credit. 114 prizes in all. Get details and entry blanks for Morel Meats Charge It Sweepstakes at your favorite store.
Morel Meats, Morel Meats,
a main course or a tasty snack.
Morel Meats, Morel Meats,
for the sandwiches at school pack.
Morel Meats,
fix an easy lunch at home stack.
Morel Meats,
on white or rye,
or on a bun.
Morel Meats, Morel Meats, more meat, more taste, Morel.
All right, let's have a little more music now. See if we can cheer up a few people. There are a lot of them who need it, too. The Raycon of Singers. Melody d'Amour, the Ray Conniff Singers. 69 degrees in the Twin Cities on a cloudy morning, and the time is now 40 minutes before 12. Despite the disaster of last night, of course, things still must go on. And the annual Highland Games at McAllister College, which are a yearly feature, will be taking place tomorrow on the Mac College Mall. This is the year when all the Scottish and descendants and the would-be Scots get together for a big day of games. There'll be bagpipe playing and dancing, the sword dance and the fling, and all the Scottish military and dancing will be taking place, and competitions, and the massed pipe band parade will start at 1 p.m. They'll be tossing the caber and the shot put, and there'll be competitions. Pipe bands will be attending from the Twin Cities, from southern Minnesota, from, I imagine, around Mapleton. They'll be coming down from Canada, and there'll be pipers as well from North Dakota and Wisconsin and Iowa, and everything in the traditional Scottish Highland dress, complete with the exhibitions. That's tomorrow, the big McAllister Highland Games at McAllister College in St. Paul, starting at 1 o'clock. A little redhead of mine will be over there, too, in her kilts in her outfit to see if she can bring a little medal home for the old man to sport around to his friends. So that's tomorrow at Mac for the Highland Games. You know, to me, one of the biggest treats when we're traveling or able to get away for a few days is eating breakfast out with fresh-baked Danish pastries. I know my wife, she has to have her bacon and eggs for breakfast, but I'm one of these softies. I like maybe a glass of milk or a nice warm cup of coffee with a couple of Danish rolls with some butter on the top of them. Oh, boy, are they good. That's the kind of breakfast I like. How would you like to have those fresh baked treats on hand at home for your family in the morning? You know you can with Eggequist's brand new fresh frozen Danish pastries and coffee cakes. You see, now the famous Eggequist bakers who have been baking those scrumptious old-fashioned bake shop treats for years have a new wrinkle. They take their flaky pastries and their luscious cakes right from the oven and they pop them into the freezer to capture all that fresh baked flavor. Their mouth-watering cinnamon not Danish rolls are everyone's favorite almond strip coffee cake. Many others, too. And they're so good because Eggequist uses only the freshest, purest, top-quality ingredients. When you serve them at home, all the fresh baked flavor is still there. Save for a special treat, pop them in the oven for a few minutes and serve them piping hot. That aroma is enough to get any family up and going in the morning, right down there sniffing around and wondering where in the world are those rolls. Look for Eggequist, fresh frozen Danish pastries, and layer and decorated cakes, too. In the freezer section at your grocer's, they're all quality kissed by Eggequist. Let me get the weather forecast out here. More thunderstorm activities expected over much of CCO land today. Wisconsin will have variable cloudiness through tonight, with occasional periods of showers and thunderstorms. Skies will be partly cloudy tomorrow, with a chance of showers. Lows tonight mostly in the 60s, highs tomorrow in the 70s in the north, and the 80s in the south. Skies over Minnesota will be partly cloudy through tomorrow. Thunderstorms are expected over about half of the east and south. The thunderstorm activity will be locally heavy in the southeast and extreme south, mainly late this afternoon through tonight. Lows tonight range from 42 to 55 in the northwest and 48 to 62 in the east and south. Highs tomorrow vary from the 50s in the extreme northwest to around 80 in the extreme southeast. The Twin Cities can expect partly cloudy, warm, and humid weather until late this afternoon, when more thunderstorms are expected. Winds will be southerly at 10 to 20 miles an hour. The high today will be about 80, tomorrow's high 75, and the low both nights will be 55. And we'll repeat that tornado forecast that the Weather Bureau issued within the last hour. It covers parts of eastern Iowa, southern Wisconsin, and extreme northwestern Illinois. A few severe thunderstorms with large hail, locally damaging windstorms, and a tornado or two are expected in an area along and 60 miles either side of a line from 30 miles south of Waterloo, Iowa, to 40 miles northeast of Madison, Wisconsin, from noon until 6 p.m. today, Central Standard Time. This area, included in this latest weather advisory, does not include, may I repeat, any part of Minnesota. Of course, you will get all the latest weather information, the progress of any storms as they come in, from your official weather station in this region, working closely, of course, with the Weather Bureau and storm warning centers, and that is WCCO Radio. You'll hear it. We'll serve you as we did last night in the midst of last night's violent storm. Time is 10 minutes to 12, and it's 69 right now in the Twin Cities.
Let's see. What to have for lunch? Naturally, something easy. How about a good hearty sandwich and a frosty bottle of ice-cold Coca-Cola? Simple, refreshing. You know, that crisp, bold taste of Coca-Cola is unmistakable by itself, yet tastes so right with food. And Coke gives a lift to your spirits, a real boost to your energy. Actually seems to brighten up your day, maybe even lighten up your work. That's why, when you want something more than a soft drink, you go with Coke. Nothing soft about the taste of Coke. Lifts your spirits, boosts your energy. Lunch with Coke, great idea. And at today's prices, Coke is your best refreshment value, too.
Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, things go better with Coca-Cola, things go better with Coke. Life is much more fun when you're refreshed.
And Coke refreshes you best.
Fun and food and you go better with.
Things go better with Coke.
Now, here's Doris Day.
More than the greatest love the world has known.
There's More, sung by Doris Day. Time is 6 minutes exactly before 12 noon, and the temperature in the Twin Cities is 69 degrees. Well, we finally got through one thing anyway. We got through the winter of the great potato famine. Things have been tough all over the country, potato-wise, as you probably know. If you've bought a sack of gold nugget-priced potatoes lately, I know my wife's been grumbling about it. She wanted me to get a hold of Maynard and some of them and have a little talk here on the price of potatoes. But in Florida and Arizona, the spring crop of potatoes gets ready early, and the old Dutch potato buyers are right there in the spot waiting. Their motto is, come on, potatoes, get ready. We've got old Dutch potato chips to make, because old Dutch is sparing no effort to rush these new potatoes right from the early growing areas. You can now enjoy the wonderful taste of new potatoes in old Dutch spring potato chips because they are fresh and crisp as spring itself. Big, light golden chips made from new potatoes and fairly bursting with good flavor. So don't wait another minute. Have some old Dutch spring potato chips right away. Have some for dinner, for snacks, and eat them plain right from the twin-pack box of the bag. You can't beat the flavor of old Dutch spring potato chips. They're made from the first of the new potato crop. Scientists at the American Optical Company have investigated this matter of blinking of the eyes, and they come up with this information, that it requires 1/5 of a second to blink, that a person usually blinks 25 times every minute. So if you averaged 55 miles an hour on a motoring trip of, say, 10 hours, you would drive 33 miles with your eyes shut. Rather frightening thought, isn't it?
Ever hear of chicken in a wink? It's Underwood Chicken Spread, and it's taking the town by storm. This exciting new spread makes four delicious chicken sandwiches as fast as you can spread it. Tender chicken meat, lightly seasoned, and blended into a tempting, hearty spread. Underwood Chicken Spread is waiting for you right now in the meat spread section of your favorite market. Look for Underwood Chicken Spread in the sunny yellow wrapper today. Makes four delicious chicken sandwiches as fast as you can spread it.
May I repeat these phone numbers to call for information about persons injured in last night's storm, or if you want to volunteer information? You may call the Highway Patrol. The number is Melrose, M-E, when you dial it, 36360. And here are the Red Cross numbers in our two Twin Cities. In St. Paul, the number is capital 4981. In Minneapolis, you call Federal 35193. Those would be the two numbers to call, the Red Cross, if you want information on anyone who may have been injured, or you want to volunteer information, because they, of course, would be the clearinghouse in a situation like this. They're working with the hospitals, and they can give you the information on that. And talk about hospitals. Where's that information I had here about help needed? I wanted to pass that on to you. Something about nurses needed. Here we are. Maybe it's over here, then. Gordon, you have it right there? Fine, fine. This is from Mercy Hospital in Anoka, Coon Rapids. The director of nurses at Mercy Hospital, Mrs. Joy Phillips, has issued a call for nurses. They are needed at Mercy to spell off a heavily overworked staff. The phones are busy, but please keep trying until you get through. The number is 1-7881. If you are a registered nurse, and you can give a few hours' help at Mercy Hospital. Harrison, 1-7881. This is Whipped Cream, Whipped Cream, and it's played by Herb Alpert and his Tijuana Brass. It's been a busy last hour that I've spent with you this morning working with our staff. We visited with the governor, and we've had reports from Congressman McGregor and information as regards last night's frightful storm. Stay with us here on 830. We'll be passing on weather advisories and giving you more information and reports from the devastated areas as they come in during the day. So now Bob DeHaven is just a minute away with Good Neighbor Time, and the noontime news comes up at 12:30.
This is Andy Griffin. My friends at Hess and Clark are pretty happy fellas these days. They've been reading the reports from poultrymen who've been using new Nitrofur to grow out pullets. And what I mean, it's good reading. All these folks were looking for one economical feed medication that would give broad-range protection. Well, let me tell you, new Nitrofur does. It protects against the constant threats of coccidiosis and CRD complex, plus four other troublesome disease problems. Now, this broad protection, along with your good management, keeps more pullets alive and thrifty. You end up with healthier pullets at housing, and that's the name of the game. Save more pullets and house them healthy. Now, Nitrofur is still new in some areas, so call up your feed supplier and ask him about it. Or write Hess and Clark in Ashland, Ohio. They'll tell you all about Nitrofur. Because they make it.
You're listening to the station with studios in St. Paul and Minneapolis at 830 WCCO, where you hear every inning of the Twins games, every one on WCCO. In Flensburg, Minnesota, the zip code is 56328. I'm here at a busy spot. Many typewriters going, as you know, and conversations on the telephone and good neighbor time attempts to fit itself. 1 hour long into the busy broadcast day after the tornadoes in CCO land. First, we're going to have 5 minutes of weather and highway information presented by DeKalb, commercial producers and distributors of DeKalb seed corn, DeKalb chicks, and DeKalb hybrid sorghum. A low-pressure system just north of Winnipeg and a relatively stationary weather front across the district from central Nebraska northeastward to extreme northwestern Wisconsin will continue to cause showers and thunderstorms over most of the central and eastern portions of our five-state area throughout the remainder of today and tonight. Temperatures will show little change. Severe weather warnings have been issued for southern Wisconsin and eastern Iowa for this afternoon. The thunderstorm activity in the Twin Cities area last night and this morning deposited 1.11 inches of rain as measured at the airport up until noon. The new Twin City temperature is 72 degrees. Let's find out about the highways by going to the office of AAA.
We're getting many conflicting reports here at AAA this morning, Bob, and what we have now is a digest of facts on street conditions throughout the Twin Cities area, scene of last night's severe weather. Major routes blocked after last night's storms and tornadoes are concentrated in North Minneapolis, or they seem to be, as well as the northern and southwestern suburbs. North of the Twin Cities, State Trunk 65 has been tied up most of the morning. In the north lane between U.S. 10 and Beltline 100. In the same area, around Fridley, University Avenue or Trunk Highway 47 is closed to traffic between U.S. 10 and the Beltline. In North Minneapolis, streets between 42nd and 51st Avenues and bounded on the west by Humboldt Avenue, on the east by the Mississippi River, are blocked off while trees and power lines are cleared. Power lines are down elsewhere in the city, and Northern States Power reports it has closed many short sections of streets, although local bypasses will be provided. Fridley and Spring Lake Park are now allowing emergency traffic only. Out in the Minnetonka area, County Route 15 from the junction with County 19 to Spring Park in the Navarre area is closed to traffic, and near Island Park, Highway 125 is blocked with no traffic reported moving in the area at all. Trunk routes west of the Twin Cities reported closed last night. Besides the ones we mentioned, are now reported open. Turning to the flood situation remaining in the Iowa area, flooding has subsided, and at 4 this afternoon, the bridge on U.S. 51 and 161 will open in Dubuque. The Lansing, Wisconsin bridge at State 82 will also open then. The bridge between Savannah and Cibola on the Iowa-Illinois border is now open. That's how the roads look throughout the Twin Cities area and the flood area of Iowa. This is Jim Moffitt with the report from AAA, and now back to Bob DeHaven.
Good report, Jim, and now let's try to continue to be helpful by giving you the weather in our five states and eventually in the Twin Cities. Iowa, partly cloudy skies forecast this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms over about half of the state and southwesterly winds at 20 to 30 miles an hour. Skies were clear to partly and cloudy tonight and tomorrow, with showers again affecting about 50% of the area. Lows tonight in the 60s. Mason City this noon has 72. Wisconsin, variable cloudiness through tonight, occasional periods of showers. Skies will be partly cloudy tomorrow with a chance of showers. Lows tonight will be mostly in the 60s, highs tomorrow in the 70s in the northern part and in the 80s in the south. Eau Claire has 75 degrees, Wausau 78, and La Crosse 79. South Dakota will have partly cloudy skies through tomorrow with scattered thunderstorms over 20% of the extreme east and a few light showers in the extreme west. Lows tonight will be in the 40s, highs tomorrow in the 60s. Huron has 61, Sioux Falls 60, Aberdeen 62. North Dakota, cloudy with occasional light showers in western North Dakota through tomorrow. The lows tonight will be in the 40s, Fargo 63, and Bismarck 55 degrees. Today's Minnesota farmer is different. He farms more efficiently to produce higher, more profitable yields. He uses only the most modern equipment, fertilizers, chemicals, and seeds. Today's DeKalb XL and other modern DeKalb breakthrough hybrids are different also. They're bred to take the extra stresses of early planting, high population, and added fertility, bred to return more from every dollar invested. Many Minnesota farmers who are planting modern DeKalb breakthrough hybrids are enjoying a real breakthrough to more profitable corn crops, as shown in these DeKalb measured acreage yields, all on Minnesota farms. Hard Rico of Blue Earth, 147.50 bushels per acre. An Orville Seeth of New Richland had a DeKalb yield of 155.68 bushels. In these checks, a carefully measured acre or more was harvested normally without gleaning. Yields were weighed and calculated in bushels of number 2 corn per acre. So make your next corn crop all DeKalb. Several numbers may be sold out in some places, so see your DeKalb dealer now. DeKalb is a registered brand name. Minnesota weather. Minnesotans can expect partly cloudy skies tomorrow, through tomorrow. Thunderstorms are expected over 50% of the east and south. Locally heavy in the southeast and extreme south, becoming more numerous late this afternoon through tonight. Minnesota low temperatures tonight will range from 42 to 55 in the northwest, 48 to 62 in the east and south. Highs tomorrow from the 50s in the extreme northwest to around 80 in the extreme southeast. Duluth has 58, International Falls 74, Alexandria 66 degrees, St. Cloud 72. Redwood Falls and Rochester cloudy, 68 at the First City, 76 at Rochester, Minnesota. Weather in the Twin Cities will be partly cloudy, warm and humid until late this afternoon when more thunderstorms are expected. Winds will be southerly, 10 to 20 miles an hour. The high today will be about 80 degrees. And tomorrow's high, 75. Both tonight and tomorrow night, the low expected, 55 degrees in the Twin Cities. Present temperature is 72, humidity 80, windy southeast at 10, barometer 29.77, and steady. So you have the reports now by DeKalb, commercial producers and distributors of DeKalb seed corn. These telephone lines are very busy at our headquarters, but you may get information about tornado victims in the Fridley area by calling Sunset 49571. Information about tornado victims in the Fridley area can be had by calling Sunset 49571, the shelter operated by Hennepin County Red Cross. For information about people in the Spring Lake Park area, you now may call this number, Spring Lake Park, 784-6010. Spring Lake Park, 784-6010. Again, a busy line this noon. For your information about any tornado victims in Ramsey County, phone 663-6360. 663-6360. WCCO Radio has been asked by the Red Cross and local authorities to remind you that phone service from disaster areas to the outside is available and that their phones at the shelter points are very busy. Should any volunteers be needed, you will hear it on WCCO Radio. And again, just as in the time of floods, please stay away. Areas are blocked off and you will be returned or turned back except on essential business. You're listening to Good Neighbor Time on WCCO. Is he ready? And now the time is 8 minutes after 12 o'clock, and we introduce His Honor, the Mayor of Minneapolis, Arthur Naftalin. Hello, Mr. Mayor. How are you today?
Office with representatives of the Red Cross and our Department of Civil Defense, along with our Police Department, and representatives of business and labor groups in an effort to coordinate any voluntary activity on the part of Minneapolis residents in their efforts to help the victims of the disaster. And I thought that you should know and the listeners should know that the representatives of the Red Cross and of Civil Defense really have two requests to make at this point. One is, again, to repeat to our residents to stay out of the disaster area, and second, that for those who are so inclined, we are declaring the American Red Cross to be the official disaster relief agency, and for those persons who are inclined to make a cash contribution, all contributions will be sent to the Red Cross. We've gone over very carefully all the different needs in the disaster area, and we find that the needs are being well taken care of by the Red Cross and by Civil Defense. They say specifically that they do not want used clothing. Many people have in mind to give used clothing. This is a burden to them. They are providing and will provide at the proper time new clothing as needed, but used clothing is a burden. They don't need blankets and are not asking that they be sent. Also, they feel that the blood donor program, which has been arranged through the Red Cross chapter house in St. Paul, appears to be adequate for the moment, but if it's not, there'll be a further call. Our group in other words, sort of meeting on an interim basis, or rather we're suspending our activity until we have further word from the Red Cross and from Civil Defense as to what we should do. I might say, incidentally, Bob, that our police department provided some 35 to 40 men last night in Fridley, and I just want to say a public word of thanks for the good work that our police officers have done in helping during this time of disaster. I have with me Mr. Glenn Whistler, the executive director of the Minneapolis and Hennepin County chapter of the Red Cross, in case there's any further information you might want from him concerning Red Cross activities in the area.
All right, and we thank you, Mayor, for this report directly on WCCO.
Thank you.
And that's the mayor of Minneapolis, Arthur Naftalin. The time now is 11 minutes, standard time after 12 o'clock, and the temperature in the Twin Cities is 72 degrees. You get not one, not two, but three colorful magazines with a big St. Paul Sunday Pioneer Press, including TV Tab, one of America's best entertainment sections. TV Tab gives you a full week schedule of television programs, highlights, and TV movies, plus radio and theater news also. Get it every Sunday with the Pioneer Press. 12 minutes after 12 o'clock, standard time, Nash's Coffee time. If you're in a hurry, use the ultimate in instant coffee. Nash's new instant coffee, now available at Anderson's Grocery in Minneota, Minnesota. Well, at the other end of this long mahogany desk now is a young man who's been up in the air and working steadily since about 4 o'clock this morning, Roger Erickson. Some adventures, eh, Roger?
Yes, indeed, Bob. Yes, indeed.
At one point when the bad rainstorm struck this morning, you had to come down because of the danger of flying in that kind of weather?
Yeah, actually, we were going to stay down around the trailer courts where we had landed when we saw the storm come up all of a sudden. And then we realized with the breeze, the same reason that they were asking the people who were at the trailer courts to evacuate themselves, the wind was starting to stir up all the debris. And there is all kinds of debris on the ground. And it started whipping it around. We were afraid it would ruin the helicopter. And besides, there was no place to go except a ditch of some kind. So we took off and then found a landing spot at the Twin Cities Arsenal and the security division there.
Now, would you like to do your 1210 program, which is going on at 1213?
All right, very good. We're here, of course, for Jim Hill. Speaking for Jim Hill and reporting for Smith Douglas, manufacturers of clean, green Pelliform fertilizer.
Increase the yields from your fields. Watch your profits swell with Smith Douglas fertilizers. The only one with credit. Depend on Smith Douglas quality and integrity. Your crops will grow, you make more dough. Yes, sirree. Smith Douglas fertilizer with trail. Yes, sirree.
By the way, while we were in the helicopter and we were up and that storm was approaching and we were being tossed around a little bit in that turbulence, it's a funny thing. You were kind of bouncing up there. In a plane, you move along and you dip. But in this thing, you kind of, you know, like you're bouncing from a string is the sensation you get. It's kind of fun. Sure it is. But actually, you do feel safe in that helicopter at all times, and it's nice to know you can go straight down when a storm comes. So we just found a spot and sat right down. There are a lot more people who were in danger last night, and a lot of people who have a lot of interesting stories to tell, and we heard a lot of interesting stories this morning, but we'll be telling you more about that later this afternoon. Also, some of our newsmen will be out in our WCCO radio mobile unit now to be getting some of the story on the ground. We do have this to report this noon. The chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee has taken a new look at the government's feed grain program, and he doesn't like what he sees. Alan Ellender takes issue with the administration for requesting another extension of the feed grain program. According to the senator, over the past 4 years, the program costs have amounted to more than $5 billion, and carryover stocks of feed grains have been reduced by only 28.7 million tons. Ellender says he's alarmed at a recent indication from the Agriculture Department that the department is looking for feed grain production this year to be about 10% more than last year's crop. He charges the present program as being conducted at too high a cost and that, moreover, it's also ineffective. More criticism is being heard in Washington these days about an administration proposal urging authority for the planting of soybeans on acres diverted from feed grains. House Agriculture Committee member E.C. Gathings of Arkansas says it's frightening to entertain the thought that the government would have the authority to divert part of the acreage to the planting of soybeans. Gathings said the cry should be in a loud voice, leave soybeans alone. Well, we're going to talk about some corn that you should not leave alone. You should add something. How many bushels of corn can you grow? Well, this year, find out. Challenge your soil with Smith Douglas Pelliform Corn Kicker Fertilizer with Trell. Smith Douglas Pelliform Corn Kicker is especially formulated with all the plant foods needed to hustle your corn off to vigorous, healthy growth and more profitable yields. Each clean green pellet contains nitrogen and phosphorus in the right proportion to ensure a higher percentage of phosphorus uptake. Corn Kicker contains enough potash to make sure the plant receives a balanced diet and the important secondary elements of calcium and sulfur. Trell, Smith Douglas exclusive formula of trace elements, is included. Corn Kicker contains extra amounts of zinc and manganese. Kick your corn off fast. Kick your yield and profit up, too. See your Smith Douglas dealer today for a Pelliform Corn Kicker with Trell. It does the job. Now, this has been Roger Erickson sitting in for Jim Hill and your Smith Douglas dealer, who recommends using Smith Douglas Pelliform Corn Kicker fertilizer in your corn planter this spring. Water-soluble Pelliform Corn Kicker with Trell kicks corn off to a fast start and puts it ahead of the weeds. Now, see one of these Smith Douglas dealers for a Pelliform Corn Kicker. Farmers Milling and Elevator, Ellendale, Minnesota. Tigan's Shopping Center, Hayfield, Minnesota. Owatonna Elevator Company, Owatonna. Remember, you can depend on the integrity and quality of Smith Douglas.
Thank you, Roger Erickson. The temperature in the Twin Cities is 72, and the high this afternoon will be 80 degrees. The Weather Bureau has issued a tornado forecast for parts of eastern Iowa, southern Wisconsin, and extreme northwestern Illinois. A few severe thunderstorms with large hail, locally damaging windstorms, and a tornado or two are expected in this area, along 60 miles either side of a line from 30 miles south of Waterloo, Iowa, to 40 miles northeast of Madison, Wisconsin, from noon until 6 p.m. Central Standard Time today. This area does not include any part of Minnesota.
Another new Dow program is heading out your way to lick a stubborn farming problem. You may have today another great Dow program. Is here and ready now. So right now, let Dow show you how.
Let Dow show you how to get rid of giant foxtail and other weeds in your cornfield, and here's how. Use the Dow leaf lifter method. When your corn crop is about 12 inches high, mix Dow Pond Grass Killer with Formula 40 or Easteron 99 Concentrate Weed Killers made by the Dow Chemical Company. Then spray using the leaf lifter. Just dollars worth of chemicals takes care of an acre of corn. And you should get a 10% or greater increase in yield. See your Dow Farm Chemicals supplier. Get the full story on the Dow leaf lifter method of getting rid of giant foxtail and other corn field weeds.
You.
This is WCCO on the job. We never sleep, helping the victims and the people who are taking care of the victims of the tornadoes of yesterday. For information about any tornado victims in Ramsey County, phone 633-6360. Ramsey County, phone 633-6360. Mrs. Ed Mayo of Marionette, Wisconsin, is visiting in Golden Valley, has called our desk here to say that CCO is a lifesaver in this period. Thank you for those kind words. Here's a disaster bulletin for policyholders of the Travelers Insurance Companies. If you've suffered loss in the storm, take steps at once to protect your property from further damage. Then call your Travelers agent. If you can't reach him, call Travelers Disaster Headquarters, where special arrangements have been made to handle claims. Call Federal 32461, Federal 32461 in Minneapolis, Capital 77211 in St. Paul, Federal 32461 Minneapolis, Capital 77721 St. Paul for Travelers Disaster Headquarters. If this emergency has prevented you from paying premiums, the Travelers assures you that your Travelers policies will remain in force for a reasonable period. An additional weather advisory, this one labeled just a few minutes ago. Weather Bureau radar indicates heavy rainfall in a small area on either side of the St. Croix River in an area bounded by Cambridge, just north of North Branch, just south of North Branch, to near Siren, Wisconsin, to a few miles north of Grantsburg. Indications are that several inches of rain may have fallen in isolated spots in that area, and local flooding of some low-lying spots could occur. It is now 20 minutes and 30 seconds after 12 o'clock, and that is Central Standard Time.